It's Friday, and Sonia Sorich is here.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is digital editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about business stories on Fridays. People who eat at restaurants in Davis will soon see a big change after a decision this week by the Davis City Council, and this has to do with to-go orders.
The city council in Davis unanimously banned polystyrene foam food containers. Now, these are basically the cheap foam food containers used for to-go orders. The ban is due to the fact that the containers are difficult to recycle. Polystyrene takes several years to biodegrade, and in the meantime, it can break into little pieces that fish and other animals mistake for food. In the same action, the Davis City Council also decided that restaurants must provide straws only upon request.
Is this a first for the Sacramento region?
Yes, Davis is the first jurisdiction locally to ban these containers, but about 100 California cities and counties, mostly along the coast, have passed local bans to cut down on waste that can't be recycled or doesn't decompose. There have been attempts to ban these containers statewide, but with no luck. There are currently two bills in the legislature, still in the early stages, that would limit polystyrene packaging.
When does the Davis ban go into effect?
Well, it will be implemented on September 1st, and there are serious fines for violations, including up to $100 for the first offense.
In real estate news, there's another attempt to bring new energy to Del Paso Boulevard, this time in the form of an ice skating rink.
An ice skating rink called Iceland on Del Paso Boulevard could get a roof that would allow it to host ice skating events year-round. Now, this is significant because the only other local year-round ice skating rink is in Roseville.
And this rink on Del Paso Boulevard's been around for a while, right? It's not like a new business.
The building actually dates to 1940. It had a roof until it was destroyed by a fire in 2010. It was eventually rebuilt, but without a roof, and now it can only operate during cold winter days.
And how does this project fit in with other changes in that area?
This stretch of Del Paso Boulevard was overlooked for quite some time, but now it looks like interest and investment are returning. There are a variety of other notable projects in the works in that area, including a former roller rink that's being turned into a live music venue and music studios. Now, this new interest is attributed largely to economics. Compared to spaces in downtown Sacramento, real estate around Del Paso Boulevard is affordable.
Let's talk food. A fast food restaurant coming to Midtown Sacramento will serve bacon cheeseburgers and chicken tenders, but not the kind people might expect.
Those entrees are unique because they will be made entirely with meat substitutes. No beef, chicken, or pork products. We're talking about a new restaurant called Burger Patch. For now, it's just a temporary deal. It will appear for one day, May 13th, in the Midtown restaurant space that most recently was Saddle Rock Restaurant. And proceeds from that one-day event will go to the Food Literacy Center.
Who's behind this business?
Well, it comes from Philip Horn, who also works for the Sacramento Kings, but this project is not associated with the basketball team. Horn and his wife had been working on this concept for years, and actually they practice what they preach. Personally, they've been avoiding animal products for about a decade.
You said this restaurant is temporary. Any chance we'll see a permanent location?
Well, that's the plan. Horn is looking for a space in Midtown or downtown, which he hopes to open by the end of the year.
And have you tried this food? What does it taste like?
Well, I haven't tried these specific products, but it's worth noting that the quality of meat substitutes has improved significantly in recent years.
Sonia, thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.